What is a programming language? A programming language is an artificial language designed to communicate instructions to a machine, particularly a computer. Programming languages can be used to create programs that control the behavior of a machine and/or to express algorithms. The earliest programming languages preceded the invention of the computer and were used to direct the behavior of machines such as Jacquard looms and player pianos. Thousands of different programming languages have been created, mainly in the computer field, and many more still are being created every year. Many programming languages require computation to be specified in an imperative form, i.e., as a sequence of operations to perform, while other languages utilize other forms of program specification, such as the declarative form, i.e., the desired result is specified, not how to achieve it. The description of a programming language is usually split into the two components of syntax, form, and semantics, meaning. Some languages are defined by a specification document. For example, the C programming language is specified by an ISO standard, while other languages, such as Perl, have a dominant implementation that is treated as a reference. History. Development of low-level languages. All computers operate by following machine language programs, a long sequence of instructions called machine code that is addressed to the hardware of the computer and is written in binary notation, which uses only the digits 1 and 0. First-generation languages, called machine languages, required the writing of long strings of binary numbers to represent such operations as add, subtract, and compare. Later improvements allowed octal, decimal, or hexadecimal representation of the binary strings. Because writing programs in machine language is impractical, it is tedious and error-prone. Symbolic or assembly languages, second-generation languages, were introduced in the early 1950s. They use simple mnemonics such as A for add or M for multiply, which are translated into machine language by a computer program called an assembler. The assembler then turns that program into a machine language program. An extension of such a language is the macro instruction, a mnemonic such as red, for which the assembler substitutes a series of simpler mnemonics. The resulting machine language programs, however, are specific to one type of computer and will usually not run on a computer with a different type of central processing unit, CPU. Evolution of high-level languages. The lack of portability between different computers led to the development of high-level languages, so-called because they permitted a programmer to ignore many low-level details of the computer's hardware. Further, it was recognized that the closer the syntax, rules, and mnemonics of the programming language could be to natural language, the less likely it became that the programmer would inadvertently introduce errors, called bugs, into the program. Hence, in the mid-1950s, a third generation of languages came into use. These algorithmic, or procedural, languages are designed for solving a particular type of problem. Unlike machine or symbolic languages, they vary little between computers. They must be translated into machine code by a program called a compiler or interpreter. Early computers were used almost exclusively by scientists, and the first high-level language, Fortran, formula translation, was developed 1953 to 1957 for scientific and engineering applications by John Backus at the IBM Corp. A program that handled recursive algorithms better, Lisp, list processing was developed by John McCarthy at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology in the early 1950s. Implemented in 1959, it has become the standard language for the artificial intelligence community. COBOL, Common Business-Oriented Language, the first language intended for commercial applications, is still widely used. It was developed by a committee of computer manufacturers and users under the leadership of Grace Hopper, a U.S. Navy programmer, in 1959. ALGOL, Algorithmic Language, developed in Europe about 1958, is used primarily in mathematics and science, as is APL, a programming language, published in the United States in 1962 by Kenneth Iverson. PL1, Programming Language 1, developed in the late 1960s by the IBM Corp, and ADA for Ada Lovelace, developed in 1981 by the U.S. Department of Defense, are designed for both business and scientific use. BASIC, Beginner's All-Purpose Symbolic Instruction Code, was developed by two Dartmouth College professors, John Kemeny and Thomas Kurtz, as a teaching tool for undergraduates, 1966. It subsequently became the primary language of the personal computer revolution. In 1971, Swiss professor Nicholas Wirth developed a more structured language for teaching that he named Pascal, for French mathematician Blaise Pascal, who built the first successful mechanical calculator. Module 2, a Pascal-like language for commercial and mathematical applications, was introduced by Wirth in 1982. 10 years before that, to implement the Unix operating system, Dennis Ritchie of Bell Laboratories produced a language that he called C, along with its extensions called C++, developed by Bjarne Stroustrup of Bell Laboratories. It has perhaps become the most widely used general-purpose language among professional programmers because of its ability to deal with the rigors of object-oriented programming. Java is an object-oriented language similar to C++, but simplified to eliminate features that are prone to programming errors. Java was developed specifically as a network-oriented language, for writing programs can be safely downloaded through the internet and immediately run without fear of computer viruses. Using small Java programs called applets, worldwide web pages can be developed that include a full range of multimedia functions. Fourth generation languages are non-procedural. They specify what is to be accomplished without describing how. The first one, Forth, developed in 1970 by American astronomer Charles Moore, is used in scientific and industrial control applications. Most fourth-generation languages are written for specific purposes. Fifth-generation languages, which are still in their infancy, are an outgrowth of artificial intelligence research. Prolog, Programming Logic, developed by French computer scientist Alain Colmirard and logician Philippe Roussel in the early 1970s, is useful for programming logical processes and making deductions automatically. Many other languages have been designed to meet specialized needs. GPSS, General Purpose System Simulator, is used for modeling physical and environmental events, and SNOBOL, String-Oriented Symbolic Language, is designed for pattern matching and list processing. Logo, a version of Lisp, was developed in the 1960s to help children learn about computers. Pilot, Programmed Instruction Learning or Testing, is used in writing instructional software, and OCaM is a non-sequential language that optimizes the execution of a program's instructions in parallel processing systems. There are also procedural languages that operate solely within a larger program to customize it to a user's particular needs. These include the programming languages of several database and statistical programs, the scripting languages of communications programs, and the macro languages of word processing programs. 10 programming languages you should learn in 2020. The tech sector is booming. If you've used a smartphone or logged on to a computer at least once in the last few years, you've probably noticed this. As a result, coding skills are in high demand, with programming jobs paying significantly more than the average position. Even beyond the tech world, an understanding of at least one programming language makes an impressive addition to any resume. Java. Java is a class-based, object-oriented programming, OOP language, developed by Sun Microsystems in the 1990s. It's one of the most in-demand programming languages, a standard for enterprise software, web-based content, games, and mobile apps, as well as the Android operating system. Java is designed to work across multiple software platforms, meaning a program written on Mac OS X, for example, could also run on Windows. C language. A general-purpose, imperative programming language developed in the early 70s, C is the oldest and most widely used language, providing the building blocks for other popular languages, such as C#, Java, JavaScript, and Python. C is mostly used for implementing operating systems and embedded applications. Because it provides the foundation for many other languages, it is advisable to learn C and C++ before moving on to others. C++. C++ powers major software like Firefox, Winamp, and Adobe programs. It's used to develop system software, application software, high-performance server and client applications, and video games. C#. Pronounced C#, C# is a multi-paradigm language developed by Microsoft as part of its .NET initiative. Combining principles from C and C++, C# is a general-purpose language used to develop software for Microsoft and Windows platforms. Objective-C. Objective-C is a general-purpose, object-oriented programming language used by the Apple operating system. It powers Apple's OS X and iOS, as well as its APIs, and can be used to create iPhone apps, which has generated a huge demand for this once outmoded programming language. PHP. PHP, Professional Hypertext Processor, is a free, server-side scripting language designed for dynamic websites and app development. It can be directly embedded into an HTML source document rather than an external file, which has made it a popular programming language for web developers. PHP powers more than 200 million websites, including WordPress, Dig, and Facebook. Python. Python is a high-level, server-side scripting language for websites and mobile apps. It's considered a fairly easy language for beginners due to its readability and compact syntax, meaning developers can use fewer lines of code to express a concept than they would in other languages. It powers the web apps for Instagram, Pinterest, and RDIO through its associated web framework, Django, and is used by Google, Yahoo, and NASA. Ruby. A dynamic, object-oriented scripting language for developing websites and mobile apps, Ruby is designed to be simple and easy to write. It powers the Ruby on Rails, or Rails, framework, which is used on Scribd, GitHub, Groupon, and Shopify. Like Python, Ruby is considered a fairly user-friendly language for beginners. JavaScript. JavaScript is a client and server-side scripting language developed by Netscape that derives much of its syntax from C. It can be used across multiple web browsers and is considered essential for developing interactive or animated web functions. It is also used in game development and writing desktop applications. JavaScript interpreters are embedded in Google's Chrome extensions, Apple's Safari extensions, Adobe Acrobat and Reader, and Adobe's Creative Suite. SQL. SQL, Structured Query Language, is a special-purpose language for managing data in relational database management systems. It is most commonly used for its query function, which searches informational databases. SQL was standardized by the American National Standards Institute, ANSI, and the International Organization for Standardization, ISO, in the 1980s.